Okay, welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and I know it was a little touchy there for a minute, but I think that there's a basic problem that exists up here, and I'm not sure that anybody else knows about this except for me, but I've been worried all day that I may have a worm sort of entering my brain. And it's possible that it's entering the equipment as well. So this is sort of an RFK moment on the studio set. And it's not that disturbing. I mean, RFK's been able to handle it. So if he can do it, I can do it. So, okay, it's Showdown here. And it's Wednesday, the 8th of May. Michael, I'm glad you could hear me before. But I know you can hear me now, if you could hear me then, because now we're okay, even though I do believe that at any minute you could find that worm lurking in the studio, getting into the headsets, my ears, and so forth. And by the way, the phone number here, if you'd like to call in and maybe tell about your worms, 314-471-1968. That's 314-471-1968. And I just don't even understand how Robert Kennedy can get 14%, 15%, 18%. How's that possible? I mean, really, what's that about? Why would anybody vote for him? In the first place, he can't win. In the second place, he's obviously got other problems. I mean, his voice problems are the least of it. That's the least of it. Although I do wonder, you know, with the problems that he's got with his voice, I wonder what additional problems might be connected to that. So there's the first thing. But beyond that, he's obviously got some serious issues understanding science, understanding health problems in America. You know, here's a guy who is, now he's talking about worms in his brain, and I guess, like I say, I think he does have worms in his brain because, you know, we have vaccinated kids for so long. And when I say so long, I know it's got to be 70 years because it goes back to, you know, right around when I was born. And you know, we were giving kids vaccinations for measles. We were giving it for polio. And, you know, we wiped out measles and polio. I mean, totally out of this country. Now, don't get me wrong. There were some people who were harmed by the vaccinations. So that's another thing that, you know, when you get the right wing talking about all of this, it's so ridiculous. They say they don't want to get a COVID vaccination because it's so dangerous. But the truth is that the scientists have said, and they've shown the detail, that it's actually more dangerous to get polio and measles vaccinations than to get COVID. But we still gave those other vaccinations, and we made sure that kids had those shots before they went to school because we wanted everybody protected, and it worked. It worked so well. We got rid of polio. We got rid of measles. These are diseases that were killing kids. And for the kids that it didn't kill, it left them with serious problems the rest of their lives. So, you know, it just doesn't make sense to be so anti-vaccinations, which he is, not just COVID. He's against them all. And the sad part is that it has already had an impact in a very negative way on the entire world because we still require vaccinations in this country for most things. Around the world, they don't, and they've stopped. And what happened is that people started to show up with some of these diseases that had been wiped out in the United States. So, of course, if you had somebody here who wasn't vaccinated for some reason. I don't know. Maybe they were homeschooling and they didn't have to vaccinate their kids, because a lot of times those homeschooling people are just as crazy as the anti-vaxxers. So you put them together and they don't even realize it. They're killing their kids. They're killing their kids. They're killing their families. And perhaps doing in the entire country, because you've got measles to a large degree and polio to a lesser degree already spreading within the United States because of all this anti-vaxxer craziness. It's just very, it's very sad, and it's so unnecessary. And yet, I guess if you've got a worm in your brain, it may be that the worm is eating the exact section that would allow you to conclude that you ought to take care of your kids. So maybe that's what's happening. I know it sounds like I'm kidding, and I guess I am, but there's something wrong. There's something missing in the case of RFK. And for example, young people. Now, young people, you would think, would have a lot of, you know, college-educated people, I would guess. I don't know. Maybe they went to Trump College. Now, that would be another story. In that case, then they probably wouldn't know anything. They probably wouldn't know how to turn on the computer to get the bad information from TikTok. But, you know, that's it's just hard to say what's affecting young people, because you would think that they would be highly educated and more likely to get vaccinated than anybody else if they had some understanding of what the history has been here in terms of trying to help the public health to be better. And, you know, this is not just even like a joke looking backward, because looking forward, and again, I read everything I can get my hands on, but normally, not so much the science, although if I see something in the science, I certainly will get my hands on it. And one of the things that's been brought up is that people are trying to figure out in our universities, the top levels of our universities, you know, what we can do for the future in case we come across another one of these pandemics. And the experts say that the chances are very high that we will end up with a pandemic not too far away in the future. So I don't know if they're right or wrong, but I will tell you this. I guarantee that they are trying to do the right thing. I mean, these aren't people from the top institutions in America who are playing games with, you know, anti-vaxxer conspiracies or anything like that. These are people who are doing the research, looking at the numbers, and trying to bring us the best information that they can develop. Now, I know there are some who say, well, they don't seem to know any more than uneducated people. And in a way, I understand why they think that, but it's completely untrue. You know, if somebody has a really good notion about what's going to happen based on science, but they get it wrong, well, does that mean that they don't know anything? Or does that mean in this case, they just got it wrong? I mean, I think the answer is that they just got it wrong. And I don't think it means that they were trying to do somebody in. And I don't think it means that they have a complete lack of knowledge when it comes to science. I mean, everybody knows and should know, I hope, that science isn't exact. I mean, sure, we know that water boils at 212 degrees and it freezes at 32. Okay, well, we know that much. But we don't know everything when it comes to trying to deal with complicated diseases. And what we do is bring the best science that we can find to the table so that we can try to bring good solutions to people so that they can try and live as long as they can. Nobody's trying to kill you. Nobody's trying to wipe you out with a vaccine. This is not, you know, Biden wants to get all the right wingers. It's nothing like that. I mean, honestly, there are people, I guarantee you, and I've never talked to one, but I'm sure that there are people who go to bed at night thinking that Joe Biden is sending the FBI or some agency to their house looking for conservatives to get them. Trust me, that there are no liberals doing those kinds of things. We just don't do it. We follow the law. We follow science. We believe in education. And, you know, we're just not that upset about having people who disagree with us. Now, I'll grant you, there are always going to be people on any side of an issue who are going to be so wound up that they could think or do anything. But it's really the smallest number possible on the left. On the right, I don't know why it's the way it is. Maybe it's because they don't get educated. And you know, the problem is you get some educated right-wingers, and they look at you like, well, wait a minute, I'm educated, so how could you say this? But see, nothing's simple. So there are educated people who believe in Donald and who believe in the anti-vaxxer business and who think things about healthcare that are just ridiculous. But it's not because they're trying to hurt anybody. They've just somehow been led down a crazy path and they've just, you know, bought into it and they're there. But it's such a small number, because we know for a fact that the greatest number of college-educated people vote for Joe Biden and Democrats, and on the left, they're progressive. That's just the way it is. They read newspapers. They believe in the New York Times, the Washington Post, even the Wall Street Journal. I mean, they believe in journalism. They believe in our government. I mean, they don't think maybe like I do that the government is fabulous, which, I mean, I truly do. I think government is incredibly good. But I'm sure there's some people on the left who fear that as well. But I'm just saying that for some reason, on the left, we believe in institutions. They've been terrific in this country. For 250 years, we have developed these institutions so that our country can run increasingly in a progressive way. And it gets more and more progressive as we go down the line. And when I say progressive, I know people are thinking, commies are coming to get us. No, it's not about that. It's progress. It's going forward. It's thinking about things in new ways that are backed up by the evidence that comes from our great university system. And that's another point. Do you realize how great our universities are? I know there are people out here who think, oh, these universities are just indoctrinating kids into socialism. Well, that's not true. Go to a science department at any university. Go to the medical schools. Do you think they're wasting their time learning about politics and left-wing ideas? Of course not. I mean, I could take you right at any university to the place where they're studying all the left-wing things. I love it. I believe in it. And for me, it's great. But I can promise you, you go to a math department at the university, they are not studying left-wing methods for destroying your brain. I mean, if anybody's going to get your brain, trust me, it's going to be RFK Jr. with his worms. But as far as, you know, coming to get your brain, I mean, that's not what this is about. You know, people aren't trying to indoctrinate you. People aren't trying to take away your rights. Not on the left. On the right, that's another story. And that's a funny thing about the right. Because consider this. If you're right wing, if you're Republican, the theory is government should leave people alone. Stay out of everybody's life. If you can't make enough money to feed your family, sorry, we're not getting you food stamps. We're just going to give you a little pat on the back and tell you, try better next time. Try to make enough money so you can feed your family. And if you can't pay for your house, well, we're going to just tell you to go and find a better job tomorrow and find a way to take care of your family and put a roof over their heads. So, I mean, that's the right wing. They want the government to stay away from everything. They want the individual to figure out solutions. They want the individual to solve their own problems because, and they'll say this very clearly, if you can solve the problems yourself, you're going to be a much stronger person. And I think in a lot of ways, that's probably true. You know, if you go out on your own and you're struggling and you're really desperate and you find a way to solve your problems, next time you're going to feel even more confident and you're going to continue to keep solving your problems. So that's great. That makes sense. That's logical. But here's the issue. We do have people who just can't do it. And for a lot of different reasons. Let's say, for example, that you're a mother with five kids and no husband. Now, the first thing somebody's going to say is, well, why didn't you get a husband? Well, what if they did have a husband? And what if the husband got run over by a car or fell off the bridge in Baltimore? Oh, I'm sorry. The people that fell off the bridge in Baltimore were only immigrants who were desperately trying to help us build our bridge and make sure everything was safe for the rest of us. Yeah, those were immigrants. But no, anyway, I got to stick with the real story. And the real story is that, you know, people work very hard and try to do the right thing, and sometimes they just can't do it. They hit barriers that just get in their way. And so, you know what? We don't want their kids to suffer. We want their kids to eat. So we give them food stamps. We give them vouchers for affordable housing. We give them things to try to make sure that they're stable enough so that the next day that they can go out and get the job done to make their lives better. So that they don't have to keep taking from the government. Now, I've got up here a nice write-up. The going employment rate for college graduates is 5%. The going employment rate. Yeah, you've lost me. I mean, college graduates... 95% are unemployed? I don't think so. I'm not sure what you're saying. Their average salary is roughly $24 an hour. Tell me how good these universities are and how valuable the education they offer is. LOL. The problem is, Joe, I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, maybe you need to go to the university and then you can explain to me what you're talking about. Because let me also say this. College education is not just to get you a job. It really isn't. In fact, it's much more than that. College education is when you go out and you learn how to work and live in society with other people, how to handle problems, how to solve problems. And, you know, there's just no way that college could just, you know, give you an equation to follow. It's not like that. Everybody just has to figure ways to solve their problems. And universities help because what they do is they give you some ability to, you know, solve problems, live with other people, work together, collaboration. That's all part of it. And let me say this. You have a different identity personally, you do, as a college graduate than you would have without that education. I mean, you just do. And I can also tell you that when somebody says that people are getting jobs and not using their college degree, again, that's not even the issue. It's so much more complicated than that. For example, when I came out of college, I immediately became a stockbroker money manager, and I did that for decades after that. That isn't what I went to college for. I studied international relations and constitutional law in college. I didn't have a degree that would allow me to be a money manager. Now, I learned about the stock market because my uncle taught me. I mean, I learned it from my uncle. So my uncle wasn't my university. He bought me books. He taught me a ton. But the point is, it was that college degree that allowed me to fit in with people who worked in the business that I was in, and also to be able to approach people with money, to talk to them about their money. And it just, again, it has to do with identity. It's something you can't put your finger on directly. It's not like somebody taught you how to change the tire on your car, so every day you would go out in the world and you'd be able to change a tire, and therefore if you could change the tire, you could earn some money, because every time you saw somebody with a flat tire, you would help them and they would pay you. That's not what going to college is about. It's so much more complicated than that. It makes you a person with poise. It makes you a person that can express yourself. I mean, it does a lot of things for you, but sometimes there are things that you can't touch directly. Now, if you went to Donald Trump's college, well, then it would teach you how to become a grifter, a carnival barker. I mean, if you could go through his whole education system and come out of there with any kind of advantage, it would be, you know, you can sell snake oil when you get out of a Trump college. But, you know, I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding. Because the point is that when you go to college, there is no question, even though it's not something you can put your finger on, there's no question that people make a lot more money. The statistics say it's like $1 million more in a lifetime. But it doesn't matter, because it's not about the money. It's about you. It's about how you feel about yourself. It's about how you see the world. It's about how you fit into the world. And I can assure you that you could be unemployed with a college education, and you would be in a better position to figure out how to solve your personal problem than if you're somebody that's got very little education and you're looking around trying to figure out what to do next. Let's see. Michael says, the salary is too dependent on major, but the overall average salary is $55,000. Computer science majors average $76,000. Yeah, all that's true. I mean, there are numbers for everything. But I will tell you this. If you go, for example, let's say to Columbia University. How's that? where they got lots of protesters. You go to Colombia and you take finance, economics, and business courses, and you get yourself an MBA from Columbia, or it could be Princeton or Yale or Harvard, and then you want to go to work for Goldman Sachs. They'll start you for about, $150,000 to $175,000 a year. Now, that's a fact. And I can also tell you that if you go to a lesser university, you could still probably get a nice salary from somebody, you know, at the lower end of the investment banking community, maybe not the 170,000 variety, but, you know, maybe 70, maybe 100. Now, you could start off at the beginning and say to yourself, I think I'm going to go to one of these colleges and I'm going to be in investment banking. And then you can make a lot of money. So that I know. That I can guarantee you that. I know the statistics on it. I know what they're looking for at these investment banking institutions. You can make big money. And here's another thing. After you're there for 5 years, that $170,000 could go to $1 million. Now, you can't do it without a degree, and you have to go to the best colleges. So in order to go to the best colleges, you've got to have the best undergraduate education. Now, everybody doesn't want to be an investment banker. A lot of people don't even know what it means. But I can tell you right now that it's a terrific opportunity if you want it. Let's see what Greg's got to say here. So what you're saying, that anyone without college education is dumb and or unknowledgeable. Greg, let me put it to you this way. It's not a question of dumb. And it is generally a question of lacking knowledge, yes. It's not something that you have to be stuck with either, you know. In other words, you could be sitting out here without a college education and you could say, I think I want to do better. I want to be better. I want to be a different person. I want to be a better person. It might not even be about the money. And you can go to college. Now, there are extremes on both sides. You can get no education, read nothing, and watch TikTok and be a moron. You could do that. Or I'll show you a moron on the other end of the scale. I take classes all the time. So, you know, my brothers think I'm a moron because I keep taking classes. I love taking classes. I got some classes lined up for next year that are unbelievable. I like it. I learn things. I know a ton. I took a class this year, just now, in Canadian history. I didn't know anything about Canadian history. I do now. And now you're going to say, and what good is it doing you? None. I'm not even using it on here. It's not a question of that. I didn't take it because I wanted somebody to pay me something. I took it because I wanted to know about Canada. So I don't know what to tell you. This is not looking down on anybody. But I'll tell you that if you go to college, you're going to be more progressive. You're going to do better in the world when you're dealing with people. You're going to feel more confident. There's just no question about it. You'll feel better about yourself. Frida says they have also tied some of these groups to communist Marxist factions. Frida. You know, Frida, my number is 314-471-1968 if you'd like to talk about this. But let me explain something to you. It would be very tough for you to find somebody more on the left than I am. And I give you some very specific definitions of what that means. But I'm not a communist. And look, I don't even look down on communists. If you're a communist, my attitude towards you is, listen, It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked anywhere. And even the communists have ended up buying in to the capitalist system. Go to China. China sells its goods all over the world. A lot of goods. Oh, they make a lot of money. And they do something else. They raise money in financial markets. And they are operating within the world financial markets. Because what they've learned is that communism doesn't work. Go entertain yourself. Go out tonight for $3. Go to Amazon and watch Dr. Zhivago. Now, you're going to tell me you've seen it, and maybe you have, but you probably haven't thought of it very deeply, because go back and watch it, and then I want you to see the problems that the communists had in Russia, and they were enormous. All this stuff about, you know, the personal life is dead and so forth. No, nobody's going for that. The Russians don't want it. The Chinese don't want it. And we don't want it. The personal life is very much alive because people care about themselves. Okay, Mark, you are bordering on prejudice. Well, yeah, I'm not worried about that. Yes, I am prejudiced against people who are uneducated in this respect. I think they're missing out on something in life. And I'll tell you, because of that, I want the United States government to pay for everybody to get a college education. I don't look down on these people and say it's a terrible thing that you're worthless. I look up on them and say, you should get a free education and I want to pay for it. I think we should all pay for it because it will help you. It will make you better. You'll have a better life. You'll solve your problems much more productively. Oh, and then, and this is ridiculous, Greg. This is ridiculous. Call me. You've got to call me. Look, my portfolio increased 10% in 2 days. So what? What does that mean? That means nothing. Do you know that monkeys at the Wall Street Journal throw darts at the Wall Street Journal and make more money than the experts? So monkeys can make 10% in 2 days also just by throwing a dart. So what is that saying? Read the rest, Mark. Okay. My portfolio increased 10% in 2 days. I called it on your show. Oh, and I didn't go to college for fun. Okay, exactly. Monkey, you're a monkey. What are we talking about? You're a good monkey. You throw the dart very accurately at the newspaper. No question. Look, the Wall Street Journal is not communist. The Wall Street Journal will tell you, if you want to make money, just get some monkeys and throw the darts. It works. Okay, so Frida says, yeah, so monkeys are basically at our universities right now, is what you're saying. No, no, to the contrary. I'm saying that you can have a better life. You can be more thoughtful about people and more open to people's problems and how to help them solve their problems when you're educated. It's the people without education that look around at everybody else and say, go get what you can. That's your problem, not mine. We say, let's help everybody out. Let's help them to do better. But even helping them to do better doesn't mean capitalism's out. Capitalism's great. And in fact, I'm going to show you right now the best example of why capitalism is a phenomenal system. So watch this and listen. Listen closely. If you're hungry and you're a good capitalist, you should go to 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road and get yourself a great meal at Wendy's. Now, here's the thing about it. You are going to have to pay. Believe me, Ben is a phenomenal person. I love him, and so will you. But Ben is going to want you to pay before you leave because we live in a capitalist system. So I'm telling you, you can get wings, you can get smoked meat, you can get pizza, great hamburgers and cheeseburgers, patty melts. I love patty melts with lots of onions on it. You can get onion rings. Oh, do I love the onion rings and the baby back ribs? Fabulous. But here's the problem, guys. You will have to pay because it's capitalism. And I love Wendy's. I love their meal. But I promise you, we can't give you those meals for free. You got to pay because they got to pay to get the meat. And they got to pay to get the people in the restaurant to make all the food and everything. It all works perfectly. This is a great system. Go to Wendy's and enjoy your meal and be a great capitalist. And everybody will be happy because if you go out without paying, and claiming communism won't solve the problem. You'll need a lawyer to get you bailed out because you got to pay. So again, 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road, that's Wendy's. Now, if you want jewelry, you go to 4506 Hampton. And once again, you're going to have to pay. And believe me, Al's not kidding over there. He wants his money. Now, he doesn't want more money than anybody else in the world. I mean, he looks at the other jewelers and he wants to compete. He wants to do better, and he does. He is just fabulous when it comes to competing. You know, we always say, and it's on the sign right in front of you, highest prices paid for gold and diamonds. This is competitive. He wants to be better. He is better. And listen, when he comes to fix your watch, he's not going to tell you, look, number one, you don't have to pay. Or at the same time, he's not going to say, give me less money and I'll fix it a little less. No, he's going to get the money. And he's going to fix your watch because he wants to do a great job. And he wants everybody to know that the best place you can go to get your watch fixed is Jewels on Hampton. Fabulous business. Great jewelry store. Their designs are very creative because they want to compete. They want to do better. They want your business. Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton, and I promise you, this is all capitalism. Now, finally, here I am in my suit and tie. And this is why I've said this before. I've said it when I've done programs here with Vic. You know, I get dressed up because I want to encourage people to believe that I'm, you know, operating within the system. I want you to see that I'm wearing the uniform of a capitalist. And you can get that uniform. They've got all different variations of the uniform at the St. Louis Suit Company on the corner of Central and Forsyth in Clayton. Now, they charge $5 for a tie, and that is a tremendous value. But I assure you, Jay and Nick have been in business there for 29 years. They know how much they have to charge in order to keep doing great for themselves and also providing you with the best values that are possible. That is competition and that is capitalism, and they are the best at it. Now, on the other hand, take Donald Trump. He sold ties, Trump ties. And the only problem was that, like everything else he does, they went out of business because they charged too much money. They gave lousy quality, and anything they did was always a con. So I'm just telling you, this capitalism business is great. I love it. It works. You just got to be on the level. That's all. Yeah, if you're always stealing from people, that's a problem. You know, one of the things that we've heard in the trial in the last couple of days is that when Donald told his people to pay the bills, he didn't just tell them to pay the bills. He told them, you have to negotiate on every bill. What do you mean negotiate? I thought this is capitalism. Somebody sends you a bill, you pay the bill. You can't get it for 10 cents on the dollar. That's if you're a commie. I guess then you can do that. But if you're a capitalist, you get what you can get on your end, and then you pay whatever you're supposed to pay. Does he set watches to Russian time? That's a good one, Michael. I like that one. Actually, no. In fact, I'm afraid to even think what they do in Russia when it comes to figuring out the time. Okay, here comes Leslie. Mark, you're saying Greg doesn't know what he was doing with the stock market. No, I didn't say that. I said he's just as good as the monkeys. That's all. Let's see. And then Leslie says, when he was doing with the stock market, when he made money last week because he didn't go to college. One can't learn about the stock market unless they go to college? No. As I pointed out, I learned about the stock market, first of all, from my uncle who went to college. And the second thing is that those monkeys who throw the darts at the newspaper, they didn't go to college. But they beat the experts. So here's the point. You don't go to college for the money. If you're just worried about the money, you can just be a monkey and throw the darts. That'll probably work. On the other hand, if you want to do more than be a monkey, then you go to the college. I mean, that's what you do. Okay, Greg says, so you're calling the secretary and janitors are mindless monkeys. No. First of all, the secretaries and janitors aren't playing the stock market. That's number one. This was strictly for stock market players. And secondly, the secretaries and janitors are the exact people that I want us to pay for to go to college so that they can advance beyond that level. And they will. And they will be highly educated progressives in America. Doesn't even necessarily mean the Democratic Party, but they will be progressive. They will be thinking about the future. You know, when if you're in 1906 and you're looking around and you see these new machines driving around on the street, and then also you see the horses, well, the people who go to college, they might say, I don't think I'm going to need a buggy whip next year. I could drive one of those newfangled cars. See, you know, you can learn. You can figure things out. And that's also part of college. This is not about making money. This is about fitting into the world. Okay, Greg says, you think I throw darts. I research deeply and understand trends and the drama. Well, in your case, maybe you do, Greg. And you know what? Maybe you went to college. I don't know. But here's the other thing. Maybe you learned enough to do the things that you need to do to make money in the stock market. But if all you can do is make money in the stock market and you can't fit in with the rest of the world and you can't solve problems in your life because you don't have that deep kind of education that is so valuable for everybody, well, you see, then that's you got to figure that out yourself. You know, if you just want the money, you know, maybe you could learn enough to make the money. But I will tell you that the monkeys did consistently make more money than the experts in investments. But, you know, that's just, I've never met a rich monkey either. So, you know, I can't tell you that answer. Let's see. Les says, one can learn about the stock market without going to college, not just to learn how to throw darts. Well, Les, you don't know because you don't know the first thing about the stock market. Frida says, you're saying that people are basically retards if they don't go to college. No, I'm saying that they can't fulfill their best abilities unless they go to college. The phone number here is 314-471-1968. Greg asked me to put that number up again. I've said it several times, but it's there. That's 314-471-1968. And, you know, we may be talking to Greg here in a moment, or it could even possibly be Les, because I can promise you this, that even though Les didn't go to college, he does know how to push the buttons on a phone. I was going to say dial a phone, but then again, we don't dial a phone, you know, so we used to dial phones, but we stopped. Frida says there are people making millions and figured out AI and how it works for them. Well, true enough, and I'll give you an example. Bill Gates dropped out of college, but he didn't stop doing the research. He didn't stop learning at a college level. And in fact, Bill Gates is tied with places like Harvard and all these other schools. Okay. Who do I have here?
Hey, Mark, it's Greg.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Excellent.
So, where do we start?
Wherever you called me, I'm ready.
All right. So, it sounds like you're saying that if you don't go to college, you don't meet your potential.
Yes.
Maybe somebody's potential is somebody's happy with it. Maybe someone doesn't want to be a doctor, but would rather be a trucking company manager that makes this company go around with all the transportation. How about the guy that makes your hamburger at the butchery? You're saying that all these people are stupid because they went to college, didn't go to college?
No, see, you're missing the point.
Apparently
you're missing the point. I know what my point is, so I'm going to tell you what you're missing. Can I help you?
Sure.
Okay. So, for example, you may be a terrific trucking manager, and if that's all you can do, then you're not maybe fulfilling your potential. Now, you could tell me that this person would be happy being a moron, and you know what? That's true. You could be a moron and be happy. But I'm talking about your potential within the world, and I'm not saying it's just money. In fact, I'm clearly saying that it is not just money. It is much more than money.
And it's satisfaction.
Satisfaction in life could come to somebody who makes less money and has less education. That is true. But it doesn't mean that you're fulfilling all of your potential in dealing with the world. And you know, until you live that person's life, you don't know what it is that they might be able to do. I can't tell you.
Happy to do with Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was happy wanting to be a physical therapist. Went through all the courses in high school. Did all the advanced classes and everything else. But you know what? I was happier. Let me give you a little snippet before that. I didn't end up going to college because some issues that came about with my parents filing and all this other stuff. It's inconsequential, but it kept me out of college for a year. I went to work for that year between those times. And I found out I'm a lot better at construction, a lot smarter than those than most people with that. And fixed a lot of things that people couldn't fix. Now you have your flood at your house because your toilet overflowed. You're going to call a college educated guy for $75 a minute or $75 an hour?
Because well, I'm going to call. I'm going to call
$75 a minute if you have a college-educated plumber.
Well, that's not true. I mean, I've got a.
Greg.
I've got a college-educated plumber, and he's not overcharging. I promise. So, yeah.
But if everybody did,
so that one's not going to work, huh?
But if you had everybody with an education and had to pay for that education, they'd have to pay through it through their employment, their employers, and so forth.
I don't want
so
you to pay.
Raise the prices.
I don't want
Why
you to pay. I'm going to pay. I'm going to pay. It's listen.
You're gonna pay.
You go. I'll pay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
Joe Biden. Joe Biden will take the appropriate amount out of my taxes, and he'll put it to your education, and I will co-sign it and keep voting for him and others like him. Because I want all of you to be extremely well-educated, and if my taxes have to go up to do it, I'm ready to pay.
And see, that's your prejudice right there. You assumed I don't have college education.
No, I didn't assume that. I'm talking about anybody.
But you said you're a moron. You basically said you're a moron.
No, I said you're as good as a monkey if you can make money in the market.
Well, I'm talking about people in general going to college and not going to college. You're saying they're monkeys, they're morons. And I went to college. I was successful in college, but I found I was better at construction than I was at that. I was reading blueprints for multi-million dollar jobs and, you know, successfully won those bids and worked in the, I did throw that out there with the trucking industry when I'm not doing, wasn't doing college. I was working for a transportation courier service. I made money with that too.
Okay, but all you got to be
I
is happy.
Education still,
but all you,
I choose to.
Okay, Greg, all you have to be is happy.
That's what I am.
That's all you have to be. Now, let me ask you this: do you know who Abraham Maslow is?
No clue.
Okay,
to be honest with you.
Well, okay. So, but it doesn't matter. You can be happy without knowing who Abraham Maslow is. But Abraham Maslow, if you read about him, would help you to understand some of why you're happy doing what you're doing. He writes all about it. I mean, this is all, you know, high-level psychological research stuff that you don't have to know to be happy. But I'm just telling you that it wouldn't hurt if you knew the theory behind why you're happy. What you're saying to me doesn't surprise me. It's in Maslow. But I'm just telling you this, it doesn't hurt to know something, you know? It really doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Do you know who George Washington Carver is?
Yeah, what about him?
Yeah, he didn't go to college, but he created some of the best inventions.
Okay, listen, that isn't what
don't
I was talking about.
People that have college education.
You heard me say, Greg, you heard me say that that's not what it's about. I'm talking about
his potential that he saved to help the world out. Yeah. Why is that so downplayed?
No,
when he didn't go to college.
Listen, there's nothing wrong.
Lincoln didn't go to college.
Well, Lincoln hated Lincoln. You know what Lincoln thought about black people?
Yeah, I know what he thought about it. That's but he
no, I don't. I don't think. I don't know if you do. Tell me what
he was racist.
What did
he was racist?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was racist. Now, but you're right. He was smart enough politically to figure out what to do about it. But actually, if you go read the speeches that he made in Alton when he was debating Stephen Douglas, he said, "I'm not stupid. I wouldn't tell you that black people are equal to white people." And, you know, that was Abraham Lincoln. But again, he did figure out how to save the Union. That's true. Was he happy? I don't know. It depends on what he was feeling like 2 seconds before that bullet went into his head. So we're never going to get a chance to ask him how that went. Look, I didn't say that anybody is going to necessarily either be unhappy or unsuccessful if they don't go to college. I only said that they will better fulfill their abilities, their potential, okay, if they do go to college. It's a much different thing than what you're saying. I mean, I led you into a trap and made you think it was about the monkeys, but it's not about any monkeys. The monkey part is very simple. The Wall Street Journal has used monkeys for years, throwing them at charts and having them pick stocks, and they've proven that the monkeys do better than the top analysts. So that has nothing to do with what you're saying. It's just I'm just telling you the monkeys just did better. That's all,
Mark. I don't mean this is an insult, but which one are you?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Are you the dart thrower? Are you the unintelligent monkey?
As long
you're not in the stock, you're not doing stocks anymore.
Yeah.
So what happened there?
That's not true. That's not true. I don't. It's not my business. Okay.
You chose to do something different because it didn't fit your parameter anymore?
No, you're talking about it as a business situation. No, well, first of all, I spent years after I was in the stock market suing stockbrokers who ripped off their clients. I didn't do the suing. I worked for a law firm. They did the suing, and I was the expert witness. But I was going after people who were ripping off investors. Investors who, by the way, would have been better served if they'd have had the education so that they would have known not to simply go out and allow people to manage their money that might be doing it for their own best interests. So that's another story.
Well, think of it this way, too. If you had let's say everybody went to college, and this is what I think when I have health issues, so I see doctors a lot. If you have everyone going to college, okay, you still are going to have those 50% people that are going to be lower than the 50% of that class, right?
But they won't vote for Donald Trump. I promise you that.
Let me talk.
Go ahead.
There's still going to be that 50% below the 50% average of graduating doctors and lawyers. You're just going to have a plethora of more morons out there running the world trying to sell to your monkeys the stocks.
Okay, well, I'll tell you.
Taking care of you. I had a doctor that was great.
Yeah.
And then I've had a doctor that was a total moron that prescribed medications that were on my list in front of them.
Okay, and when you go to the doctor as an educated person, I'm sure that you ask the doctor for information to back up whatever it is they want you to do if you don't understand what it is that they're suggesting,
exactly.
Right?
And I ask the question.
But that's because you're educated. Listen to what Frieda says here. Hey, Mark, why do most extremists like the Weather Underground, bringing up the Weather Underground, and we're talking 50 years ago, climate extremists, communists, Marxists, anti-American factions are usually coming from educated backgrounds. Frieda, I don't even know where to go with that. None of that's true. Hey, Mark, why do most extremists... Oh, yeah, okay, that's just this. It was just a duplicate. Yeah, look, the Weather Underground, I can't answer. But I will tell you this. It's absolutely true. Well, if you write it in capital letters, Frieda, it must be true because Donald does the same thing, but he's in court right now and on his way to jail. Listen, we have very soon this week, it looks like some of the protesters from the universities who are going to come on and talk, and we'll invite you to call in and talk to them as well. So that's okay too. We're out of time here, Greg. I appreciate your call very much. And please do it again sometime.
Like arguments in our discussions and our debates.
Yeah.
That's what this world's all about.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Okay, so first of all, this is Showdown brought to you by Wendy's, Jules on Hampton, the St. Louis Suit Company, all great capitalist organizations. They love you. They'll do everything possible for you, but I'm sorry, they will charge you as little as possible, but they will charge you. And in the meantime, with many more interesting days ahead for us to talk, I'm Mark Kaysen, and this is Showdown. Good night.